James, can you just explain the decision for the four young players suddenly playing tomorrow?
Oh, it's not a decision suddenly playing. Obviously, the AFL allowed, if we wanted to, if the players wanted to, those, I think it was 25 players who were here in 2012 on the list. They didn't have to play, they weren't compelled to play, as would have been in a normal case. Leadership group sat down, the players sat down and talked about different players and different situations. Obviously, the priority is still to protect the identity of those players that are on our list that are under investigation or have infraction notices. But the players also looked at the individual careers of those guys that are on the list and perhaps or weren't part of the... didn't have infraction notices and talked about that some of those guys needed to play for their own careers. And that's where that decision's been made. That decision has been around for a long time in this footy club, you know, the last week or two, that we're pretty keen for the guys to play. And the whole club and the leadership group were happy with it. So, you know, you talk about breaking from the ranks or whatever was said in the paper today, it's a ridiculous comment because the group is united on that decision and obviously we want the identity of those players protected. But we also want the individual careers of players to be able to go ahead and then to put their best foot forward, which they will do tomorrow.
Why did you try to keep it secret then? Why didn't you just tell everybody about it in the first instance if it's been the case for a couple of weeks?
No one kept it secret. We talked about it at our football club.
Well, for the public, as far as the fans were concerned, though, no players from 2012, and even the AFL was concerned, publicly, no one from 2012 was going to play.
Well, we didn't keep it secret.
What happens if the remaining players without infraction notices come to you and want to play?
I think that's an individual discussion that we'll have. Yeah, we'll have over the next week or so before we go to GWS.
Are you clear about what you can do here or what you can and can't do here this afternoon?
In terms of the I suppose the competition or the training session with Williamstown, yeah, we're very clear. We're very clear, and the AFL have ticked that off, and we have no problem with that.
Apparently, you would have liked to have played some players that weren't on the 2012 list or had them go out in this training session this afternoon, but the AFL's been pretty strict on who can and can't take part.
Yeah, the AFL have told us that six players aren't able to be part of that training session.
And did they explain exactly why? Did you guys challenge them on that, or was it a fairly amicable agreement in the end?
We're disappointed those six players aren't part of that session, but it is what it is, and the AFL run the competition.
Can you understand it, though, James? I mean, if St Kilda saw all those six players sort of running around today thinking, why can't they be playing tomorrow?
Look, we've got our reasons. We've got our reasons why the team's playing tomorrow, as they are playing with selected players so that we prepare for round one in the best possible way. And I think every club should be allowed to pick their team for the round one of NAB Cup to prepare for round one of the regular season the way they choose. And that's what we've done for tomorrow. Now, we have six guys that won't be getting any sort of competitive practice, I suppose, but we'll train them in the right way today and get them ready for round one. We've had a lot of obstacles to jump over in the last 2 years, and we've jumped over most of them. We'll do it again.
So Goddard, Cooney, etc. ready to go NAB tour?
We'll wait and see. I mean, there's certain loads that we want to put into players, certain training sessions we want to get into players. They're older players, and you know, do they need 1.5 games? They'd want one game to get ready. We'll wait and see.
What sort of impact does it have on planning and preparation? Just so many different balls up in the air.
It's fine. We plan very well, prepare very well, and we're confident that by round one we'll have our best team on the park, prepared to play the best football we possibly can.
Given that, what realistically can you get out of a NAB Challenge match with a spare parts team?
Well, we can get a lot. We've got, I think we've got 13 listed guys who get a great opportunity. We've got players who have been on the list for 3 or 4 years, who get an opportunity to play and get an opportunity to play a lot of game time in serious positions. I mean, if you look at guys like Elliot Kavanagh, Jackson Merritt, Jason Ashby, who, if they were playing in a NAB Cup game with a lot of senior players playing, would get shifted around, maybe play some peripheral roles. But luckily for them, tomorrow they get to play some really, really bulky and meaty roles in the centre of the ground and contribute in a big way. And I think that's great for their development and also the development of the football club.
With those 13 guys, are you sort of looking at them in the pre-season and say, well, worst case scenario, you need top-up plays during the regular season as well, that they've got a chance to really impress and maybe put their hand up for that sort of role?
Well, I think it's good for a number of reasons. The top-up players that have come in, obviously they've got a chance to show the whole AFL world that they can still play AFL football at a certain level. They can show us. We're not thinking that they will be required in the regular season because we're very confident with the way the tribunal will go with our players. So it's an opportunity for them to contribute to our football club. It's great to have them here. I think they're enjoying being here. And we'll go and give our best our best game we possibly can tomorrow, and I think we'll be very competitive.
Do you have to start thinking about contingency though, Jack? I mean, there's only a month now to your first game, and who knows where this is going to be resolved?
Well, we're concentrating on the fact we'll have our best team out there round one against Sydney, and that's our plan.
What's it like for you personally, James, back in the chair tomorrow, coaching?
It feels like it does every other game. You know, it's preparing for round one. I feel like it's the preparation's been pretty good, and it's not really. Haven't thought about my role too much at all. I think it is about the players and getting them ready for round one.
James, what's the rationale for not picking some of those guys who are available to play at ball on Saturday?
Well, it's different rationale, different for different players. Some of them are older players who don't need to play every NAB Cup game. I don't think you look at guys 28 and above at every club, they're not playing every NAB Cup game. You look at younger guys who we want to get through a whole season, we don't want them to be playing 3 NAB Cups and 22 AFL games and hopefully finals. They won't get through the season. And some of those guys have had pre-seasons that haven't been ideal. Got slight injuries, different reasons. I'm not going to go through every player individually because I don't think that's fair to the players, but they're not ready to play in a NAB Cup game, or it's not right for them to play in NAB 1. And if it was, we would have played them.
And so what about the Eddie McGuire saying, St Kilda should feel slighted that you're not picking a full strength team that's available?
I don't really care what Eddie McGuire thinks.
Well, and late this afternoon, when you do hit the track, second session with Williamstown, the involvement of Williamstown, just explain that and what you'll be conducting in that session.
It'll be a training session with some scenarios that we'll play out. Andy Collins and Williamstown have been great. They've been very flexible with what we want to achieve. We've had a number of discussions about how we want to run the session. It'll be a lot of fun. I think Williamstown is looking forward to it, and so are we. And I think it's a great mix of VFL and AFL footy, and both football clubs have been around for a long time, and very traditional clubs in Victorian football. So it's a unique opportunity for us to get together and put on a training session.
And again, has the AFL dictated what can and can't be sort of conducted during that session in terms of simulation?
Yeah, they've been very firm about it, but I think in a lot of ways that's to protect our the guys who've got infraction notices from the ASADA regulations. So I have no problem with the with what they've asked us to do, because that's to protect our players, and I think that's in the best interest of the players, and that's what we want.
What have they asked you to do, James?
Not play a game.
James, you had three senior players go to Gillon McLaughlin's house a week ago. Just wondering, did you have any involvement in that, and so what was your take on that exercise?
No, that was on the instigation of the players, and I'm not sure what happened in that meeting. That's between Gillon and those three players, and I think the players have talked to the playing group about what happened in that meeting, but they did that off their own back, and I think they wanted to. I know what they wanted to do is improve relationships between the club and the AFL, and that's important for everyone.
Go ahead, bro.
I know your situation with the AFL is immeasurably different to the players. Do you feel that need to maybe try and rebuild? You're in the AFL. Whatever has happened. Do you sort of have that sort of same sort of feelings? Where do you stand?
I'm trying to coach our football team and get us, it's a very busy job, and trying to do the best possible job I can to get our football team ready for round one and the 22 rounds and hopefully finals this year. So that's where my focus is, and the time down the track for that to happen maybe. But, at the moment it's so busy that I'm sure the AFL's focusing on getting the season started, and we're focusing on making sure Essendon has the best opportunity to be the best team they possibly can.
What's your expectation results-wise in Morwell? Can you win the game?
Oh, I don't see why not. I don't think anyone goes in a NAB Cup game too concerned about winning or losing. It's about how we play and how we get our individual players playing their best football. Obviously, you get in a competitive environment, you want to win every game you can, but we'll be wanting to make sure we play the way we want to play, make sure St Kilda don't attack well, that we interrupt their attack, win enough contested ball, and when we attack well. So the result, I hope it's a close match for the people of Morwell. It's an exciting match, and we'll see what happens.
Jake, would you expect any other players from 2012 to request a game over the next couple of weeks like these four young players have?
We'll wait and see. How much training they can get done. And obviously there's a couple of guys that are coming back from injury over the next week or two. We'll wait and see. And I think selection, it's always fraught with danger to try and talk about selection 10 days before your next match. Let's get through this one and we'll think about that after this is done.
It's us confident if we maybe get the best team available for round. There's no guarantee that you'll get a decision from the tribunal by round one. At what point do you revisit the idea of provisional suspensions for round one to enable players to be playing that way?
Sorry, can you just repeat that question?
There's no guarantee that you will get a decision from the tribunal
by round one, and as it stands, the provisional suspensions are in place. Would you, at what point do you go back to the AFL to revisit or reconsider whether you ask for provisional suspensions to be lifted in order for them to play in that first game?
I think that's a tough question to answer when we don't know. It's still 4 weeks from the start of the season. There's still so many balls up in the air. The only thing I can say is we're very confident our best players will be playing round one. And you know, if that decision comes down Thursday before the first game, then that's fine with us. We'd just like it to come down before the first game. And if it doesn't, we'll deal with it when it comes.
Is the practice with Williams down a one-off today, or is it something that you're going to continue over the next month?
Look, at the moment it's a one-off. I think that Williamstown have obviously got their own structure. They're preparing for their own season. We'll see how it goes. And look, I think it'll work really well for both clubs. We're both excited by it. And as I said, it's a historical meeting of two very traditional Melbourne teams that we're looking forward to.
And Kevin Sheedy coming back to the club, can he be a help to you personally?
Definitely. Yep, he can do this from now on. And I can coach the club. So I'm very excited for Sheedy to come back if he does. He's a great man. You know, he's been a huge influence on the club and on everyone here. So if he does, that's great. And hopefully he wants to, and GWS allow him to come if he wants to.
You and he have shared a few bottles of red wine over the years. Have you spoken to him personally about this?
Not about this. I've been very conscious not to talk to him about this because, I don't think it's good for anyone if I'm involved. I think I've been involved in enough. So I'll stay well away and other people can work this out. Thank you.
Thanks, James.
Thanks.